Listen more. Challenge more. Join the conversation. You're with Cape Talk.
Join the conversation with me, Zane Johnson, in for Abungile and Zelenzele this morning through until 6 o'clock, and it's 22 minutes past 5 in case you are sort of watching and pacing the time before you go to work. And hopefully it's going to be a great day for you at work this morning. Looking at what's happening in and around Cape Town this morning, Africa Tech Week, which wraps up today. Now, this is a conference and an exhibition and awards for African tech professionals, and they've been exhibiting and dealing with the latest tech products and trends shared between governments, business leaders, and the average tech fundi. Lee Nayak, the CEO of TransUnion, joins us right now to discuss and analyze the newest innovations within this particular tech space. And, you know, what will companies have to do to stay relevant? And this is the essential thing with companies, is that you have to stay relevant in the coming years, and looking at predictions for which sectors will see growth in the next couple of years. Lee, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Zane, thanks for having me.
What are the, you've been there for a day or two, so what are the newest innovations within the IT and tech space?
I guess the biggest thing that's come out this last year is a maturing of some technologies we've heard about for quite a while. Things like IoT, artificial intelligence, augmented reality. These are concepts we've heard about for a few years, but in 2019, we're starting to see them mature, and use cases applicable to government, private sector are starting to come into its own, Zane.
I learned about that acronym IoT, and I put it in my bag with other things like lit and dope, which the youngsters use these days. And it's the Internet of Things, you know, sort of having a geezer and being able to sit at work and say, I'm leaving work now. I'll be able to switch on my geezer, and in the next 45 minutes when I get home, the water will be hot, or to be able to switch on your kettle. Or, for instance, if you're at work and you think, did I switch the stove off or not? Then you've got this Internet of Things that you can actually use to do that. So I'm glad that they're sort of bringing that to the fore. Yeah. Have you seen any of these things? Yeah.
Yes, sorry, Zane. I guess the key thing with IoT is that it's more than just the geezer example, right? The fact is that we all are on mobile telephony. You know, there are billions of devices around the world, and every single device that you have and I have has sensors in them, whether it's temperature, whether it's speed, whether it's pressure. And with the more and more the Internet gets cheaper and cheaper, which is an ongoing topic right now, the easier it is to transmit data between these objects. So as we go forward, you're going to find that there'll be more sensors in traffic lights, more sensors in your home, more sensors in the way we do services. So if you have the delivery of your car being fixed, for example, as a consumer, you should be able to know the progress of the vehicle being fixed in real time, right? Because that transparency becomes a lot easier when things become connected. And I guess one of the things that people talk about this year is we're all expecting this thing called 5G to land. So we're talking about 3G and 4G. 5G is 1,000 times faster than the speed of the internet we know today. And the second that becomes a mainstream in South Africa, we're going to start to see even more use cases come into its own. And when we become connected, we're able to solve a lot more problems, eh?
5G. I know that when I spoke to you know, my broadband people over the weekend, they were telling me that 5G is in Lesotho and Botswana already, and it does make totally amazing changes. To how things are done. Lee, what will companies have to do to stay relevant in the coming years? I think this is the big thing for companies, and technology develops so fast that if you blink today and tomorrow you're gone.
Well, I would say two things. One, just by attending conferences like Africa Tech or reading about what's around us, remember, technology is moving so quickly, we don't need to stay at the bleeding edge. Just by noting what others are doing, whether you're in banking or an SME or whether you're a retailer, just knowing what's going around will help you to figure out what you can bring into your organization. The second link component is, if you want to work the way you worked 30 years ago, you're never actually going to be in a position to innovate your business and to drive irrelevance. So what I'd like to suggest organizations do is consider how you challenge your own employees and your own associates to actually test and prototype some of these technologies. How do you bring in AI? How do you bring in augmented reality? How do you bring in some of these technologies to challenge how you currently work? And the CEOs and leaders need to give their employees a safe space to learn, acquire these skills, and to test how they can use these things within their organization.
And looking at the sectors that will see likely growth in the next couple of years, which sectors are those, Lee?
Well, in terms of IoT specifically, the biggest use cases are in the production sector, so manufacturing, mining, and kind of resource-intensive sectors. You know, that's already happened. There's over 1.5 million applications around the world that actually use these kind of sensory information. In my view, the biggest opportunity in South Africa is that we're going to be challenged by how we take services to the masses. Now, overcoming the history of South Africa, digital will find a way to connect those that can't access service delivery. I believe that you'll see banks and retailers find new ways to take their services to consumers across the country via mobile telephony, via mobile application. And literally, you may not see your retailer, you may not see your bank, but the banking services will come to you. So retail banking are the key ones in my mind.
Yeah, Lee, you know, I'm an old geezer and I'm still battling to just get the fiber thing under my belt before I actually go into anything else. Do we perhaps know when ICASA will be releasing the spectrum for 5G?
Well, I think right now it's actually interesting that Rain, which is a new data provider, has communicated that they're launching 5G on the spectrum that's been made available to them. So as South Africans, we should see one service provider at least offer 5G in the next few months. The entire debate around broader spectrum is actually linked to our television being moved onto digital television signals, because currently it's our analog televisions that are actually holding back the much needed spectrum. So we think that's going to happen over the next 2 to 3 years. So there will be some lag in 5G being adopted mainstream because that spectrum isn't available. So I would say a 2 to 3 year horizon then.
Thanks so much. Chatting to Lee, the CEO of TransUnion, and we're chatting about the Africa Tech Week that wraps up today. Lee, the role of disruptive technology like AI, machine learning, and blockchain learning, as well as IT, what role will that play going forward in businesses as well as in our everyday lives?